Well, Carrie, the Colts defense, as you've gotten to look at them, you know, where do you think there may be some openings for you to get some plays going?
I don't know. You know, they play good overall defense. I mean, they tackle well. You know, they play hard, and you know, teams have been able to, you know, hit a couple big plays here and there on them, but we expect them to come in here and play hard and play the way they always do, you know. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Monday night memories for you. Do you know how many times you've played on Monday night in your career?
I don't know how many times I've played on Monday night. I know there's been some good and there's been some not so good, you know. I remember a couple games that came down to the wire and were able to win, but I don't know the exact record or stats or anything like that, but I think it was pretty good.
Jeff said maybe the most important byproduct of Chris Johnson and Lindale's relationship is how fresh their legs are. You know, rookies running the trouble around this time of year. Have you seen that on the field?
Yeah, I think they complement each other very well, and I think one of the things is they're able to keep each other fresh and keep each other, you know, firing on all cylinders, you know. So, I've always had success and felt really good about having a two-back system, you know. I mean, it's hard to just, you know, have one guy that you work, you know, week in and week out, and to have two guys that can be effective and make big plays. I mean, I think it just helps the running game in general.
You said the other day about you not carrying your fake out because you want to see Chris and Lindell run the ball. I mean, right. have you played with two backs this kind of different and dynamic in your career?
I actually have. You know, when I was in New York, I played with Ron Dane and Tiki Barber, and obviously very different kind of backs, and one had the big playability, you know, every time he touched it. And the other one was more of a grinded out kind of guy. I think there's a lot of similarities to the two backfields, I think both were very effective.
Switching gears, offensive line, you've been in touch a couple times this year. They won't talk about themselves. What do you think about the five guys up front?
They're playing outstanding right now, both in the run game and in the pass game. I mean, they're playing about as well as you could expect any offensive line to play. I mean, from the tackles working inside to Kevin and the two guards. I mean, you know, they're just playing very, very well, playing at a very high level, and they play very well together. They're a tight group, and they come in very well prepared into each game and play very well week in and week out.
Carrie, do you like turning around and watching those guys run, or would you just sit back there and sling it a little bit?
However we're scoring points and moving the ball, that's the only thing I'm worried about, you know. And if we win by running the ball, great. If we win by throwing it, great. I'm at this point in my career, I'm concerned about one stat, and that's winning. So however we get it done is fine by me.
You and Bill Polian have a history together. Uh-huh. What's your relationship like with him? What's it been like over the years? And how much do you think about, you know, how odd it is here? It's gone full circle. You're going against him.
Yeah, I've always had a good relationship with Bill and continue to have a good one. And obviously, he drafted me coming out of Carolina, and I appreciated the opportunity and really felt he's been a supporter of mine throughout the years. And, you know, I appreciate him a bunch and respect him a bunch. He's won everywhere he's been. And, you know, it's hard to believe that so many years have gone by since he first drafted me back in 95. But one of the guys I truly respect in this league, and obviously proven he can be a winner.
Did you ever come close to reuniting with him maybe before you ended up here?
I did. Actually, I talked with them some the first time before I signed here in 06. So he's done a masterful job. I mean, you know, going back to the Bills with the Panthers, the Colts. I mean, he's taken teams to championships everywhere he's been, and I think it says a lot about him.
How close did you come to being a Colt?
I was fairly close. You know, I knew. I knew I had a much better chance of sitting for a while there, you know, than maybe here. So, they definitely contacted me and had some talks. But you know, I respect the organization. I respect what Bill's done and Tony, and you know, they've won. You know, they've won a lot over the years.
I know the coaching staff's going to say this is just another game Monday night, but It's Monday night. It's the Colts. It's prime time.
Right.
Stick your chest out a little bit further. Do you think your teammates will?
Well, I think we're excited about the opportunity to play in front of a national TV audience, you know, Monday night. I mean, there's always something special about that. Having said that, I think what comes along with that are some distractions, you know, and there's going to be a lot of hoopla and a lot of hype over this game, and we just got to focus in on the things that we do week in and week out. And I see no reason why we won't do that. We had a good practice today. You know, we'll continue to work hard during the week.
You mentioned the stage or the size of the stage. The guy on the other side of the ball, 18, is always obviously ready and willing. Jefford said they've won 7 straight Monday night games. Kind of throw out the statistics from the rest of the year, at least the first half of the year when it comes to games like this for Peyton.
Oh, absolutely. Guy's a heck of a competitor and you know, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. So they're going to come in here ready to play. I know Peyton's going to have them ready. And, you know, I'm sure they're, you know, coming off last week, they're going to be even that much more hungry. So, it's you know, we've got to come ready to play.
Thank you, Gary.
What have you seen specifically out of Mike Roos and Dave Stewart? What do you think about their development?
Yeah, I mean, when you got two guys like that that you know, are athletic guys, are smart, you know that you know it's going to be rare when they when they just let people go. I mean, they seem to you know, always be in the right place at the right time and do a good job against really some of the best pass rushers in the NFL. So they have a big challenge this week, and I'm sure they'll be ready.
Kind of nice having those guys locked up long-term for this offense.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're two guys that'll be here for a long time, and it'll be the core of a good offensive line, I think, for years to come here. So, and they're quality guys. I mean, they come to work every day. You know, they work hard. They play hard. The good guys off the field. I mean, they're all you can want out of tackles.